Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode 70. I'm my girl,
Randy Orvis. I'm back.
Matt Fowler.
I'm pretty sure you were introduced last week, and it was as if you were never there. Did you listen to it?
No, I didn't have time today. Oh. So that's my plan after our show tonight.
Oh, okay.
But I
just curious.
I know
you made an appearance.
Fair enough.
If you're joining us live, you know it is Thursday, just shortly after 8 p.m. 15 Woo! Minutes after 8. You know,
quarter after, functional as ever, as we like to call it.
Today is September 20th.
close to November.
Not at all. We're getting there. Before you know it, it'll be your birthday.
That's true.
But before that, then what? It has to be my birthday.
That's true. Anyways, welcome to Bleed Geek.
As always, we'll be discussing tech news and
what we want.
Anything else that we feel is necessary.
Yes, people still do watch VH1, FYI.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
No, it's not true at all.
Like, I can't, like, in my mind, like, that channel ceased to exist. And then I saw something.
Does it legitimately still exist?
Yeah, because I saw someone tweeted, like, hey, I was on VH1 the other day. This is the clip. And I was like, they still have shows? That still happens?
And it was a lot like the E channel now with a lot of like...
That's what it was that I watched.
Weird reality shows. It's like if E and the BET network had a baby together, it would be VH1.
What VH1 is now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird, whatever I was watching. Like, it was very tabloidy. And I was like, all right, good to know. Because I just watched like 30 seconds of the clip and I was like, I'm done with this. And now I know why I didn't think your channel existed anymore. Anyways, enough about VH1 for one day. So Randy wasn't here last week, sort of. He was sort of here.
I was here in spirit.
Well, none of us were really here.
So no, we may have been channeling you.
We were coming live from Matt's man cave. See, he sipped right out of the side, not out of the corner.
That's weird.
I watched him.
But maybe it's because he's trying to get salt.
That was exactly the reason.
Yeah, see?
We discussed that on the podcast, right?
Two episodes ago.
Yeah. When I was curious. Maybe it was afterwards. Maybe we weren't live.
I don't know.
It's hard to say. Because I wondered if everyone, like, because it's weird, I'm in a square cup,
because they're
right?
Square cups.
Like, do you drink from the corner or do you drink from the edge?
Because it's like this.
So that's
like, oh,
weird.
Man, there's a lot of surface area for
your mouth's just not big enough for that. I feel like you're going to leak everywhere. That's why you drink from the corner. Yeah, see, that seems regular.
Or you know how to drink. I think if you know how to drink, you'll be okay.
Anyways.
Shenanigans.
He called it.
So there's been some news.
About what?
About lots of things.
Ooh, hello.
We'll start out with the thing that has been everywhere today. Who are you helloing? Is there someone in the chat?
There is. Oop. We better mute this. Mute.
So the news of the week... Really, today at least has been iOS 6, but we'll start with. So, iPhone pre-orders went on sale last Thursday. They did 2 million in the first 24 hours, which is quite a few. It's doubling, they did 1 million in the first 24 hours of the 4S. So, for all the disappointment talk, it still sold. But of course, it would.
Yep.
And, of course, pre-orders go on, or not pre-orders, but they go live in store tomorrow. So I saw that Waz was actually in Australia, so he could get one of the first ones, he said, was why he was there.
Must be rough to have cash just to fly to Australia to buy a damn iPhone.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm sure they would just give him one since he kind of founded the company, right? You don't think so? Maybe. So anyway, lots of iPhones. And then yesterday, iOS 6 rolled out. Did you update either of your devices, Matt?
I upgraded them both.
Did you? How do you feel about things?
I mean, I haven't played around with it a ton
yet.
I
don't know, it feels the same. Well, you have Siri on your iPad now, though.
Yep.
Have you used it?
I haven't.
I don't use it on my phone. Why would I use it on my iPad?
No, I've used it on my phone.
I know.
But the first thing, you know, like, as soon as I turned the iPad on this morning, it was suddenly like,
good morning, Matt.
Do you want to use Siri? And I'm like, maybe later.
So iOS 6, we've talked a lot about the main big differences. I updated both of mine as well. Well, all three of mine, if you count Danny's phone.
I mean, are you like, oh my... Are you like... We'll repeat that. We'll start over. Are you like, oh my god, Siri!
I don't have Siri.
You don't have Siri?
Mm-mm.
Not included on either of yours?
Mm-mm. All, both are one generation behind Siri.
See what I did there?
I'm not upset.
I feel like you're upset.
Do I seem upset?
Yeah. Does he seem upset?
A little bit.
Yeah, see?
So the main difference is... two of the big ones were Passbook, which Target opt into today. So I downloaded some coupons there, but nothing that really pertained to me.
You're like, hey, where the hell is like the...
I need Pop-Tarts.
Is that going to get you back into your Target stocking now?
Well, I did go to Target today, right before I came here. We had to stop because I had to get Pop-Tarts. But,
you really still eat Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, every morning.
All right. I'm just curious.
For the last 20 years.
I know.
I'm a creature of habit.
I get it. Capri Sun?
They don't really... It's hard to find the wild cherry these days.
Fair enough. Mike was all about wild cherry.
But if I ever see him, sometimes I pick him up.
And then Danny's like, what the hell did you get this for? And you're like,
then no one drinks them all, and then I'm pissed. anyway, I feel like we're slightly digressing.
That's
what we does.
So, and then the App Store is quite different as well, which I don't think I like. But at the same time...
The what?
The App Store.
Oh.
There are features of it I do like. Like, I don't have to put in my password every time I want to update something, which is nice. Because obviously I already bought it.
Yep.
I just want to update it. Just do it. And supposedly you don't have to for free apps, but it's been hit or miss. Sometimes I have had to, and sometimes I haven't.
I think I've had to put it in for everything before.
Yeah. Before, you used to always, even for free apps, just to download.
What a bunch of shenanigans there.
But it is kind of nice, because then Owen can't download things.
He can't update your apps for you? Because that would be a big
bummer. No, because like, a lot of them have like ads, and then he'll hit on them, and they bring you to the App Store, and they're like, buy it. There's a lot of trickery. Let me tell... Let's
digress a little bit.
There's this game. It's Water for Perry, because it's Perry from Phineas and Ferb. Because there's the Where's My Water game, which is owned by Disney, right?
Mm.
But there's a Phineas
with the alligator.
Yeah, there's a Phineas and Ferb version, which is Perry the Platypus.
It's a fun game.
Same thing, right? He plays it all the time, loves it. But then there's a little thing, so you could play the alligator one. So I was like, fine, I'll download the free one. But then I just kept bringing up this thing, so I was like, I'll pay a dollar to get rid of the ads. And now there's another game inside of there, so now he's been trying to play that, and I'm like, I'm not buying another of the same game. Like, cause it's the exact same game.
Mike, he wants to play it.
Yes.
He wants to
talk about.
You know, like, so it's like, here, you can try it, play two levels, and then hit, and then it's like, there's a big button that pops up that says, buy the full version. So he's always clicking it, I'm like, get out of there. Why don't you just play the regular game?
He's like, Dad, just buy me the damn full version already.
Well, I already bought a full version. It costs 99 cents. I know, that's all it costs, but.
Yeah, it's only a dollar, Mike. Mike, see this? Make it rain.
Yeah, no.
I should... Never mind.
So anyway, that's my problem with Disney right now.
For the most part, see, I got rid of that. I beat the game, and then I got rid of it, because I'm like, I'm never going to play it again.
I already beat it.
Yeah. But there wasn't ads in my version, but so I don't know... my version that came on
was on your phone, because HTC paid for it.
Right. So I don't. So that must be
it
why.
It was part
then,
of it, right?
Which then in turn I was able to get it on there, and then that's right.
That was a trickery.
I didn't see it so much as an ad as
it was like, here's this other game you could try that's also by Disney, and then he starts playing that, and then they're like, buy the full version.
Like extra levels for the main game,
or that
is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Of.
But anyway, so the App Store, but the App Store makes. I haven't played with it on my iPad, I guess, so I don't know what it looks like on there. But on my phone, it's way different. And like I said, the things I liked about it were that. And I like that now when I download something, it doesn't immediately leave the App Store and go to that thing and watch it load. Because I don't want to sit there and watch it load. Yep. I want to keep looking at the App Store.
Load in the App Store.
Which is nice.
Yep.
And then I thought there was something else about it. But I don't really like the way it's laid out. Probably because I've been using the old way for like 4 years now.
It's kind of like you switching Gmail, and you're like, what the hell's going on?
I stuck that out as long as I could.
It's not that big of a deal. Not that serious.
It was serious. It was some serious stuff happening. Passbook. All the other stuff we talked about before, there's nothing too major. Facebook integration, which screwed up all my contacts and kind of pissed me off. I'm sure it did that on Android, though, too, because I've heard people complain about
it. And that's why, and almost, like, on my old phone, it's much better in Ice Cream Sandwich. Much better. But I removed Facebook from my old phone because of Facebook integration.
I thought about doing it because I was like, this is stupid.
It's such a biatch.
I have, like, doubles of everybody, and their names are spelled just slightly different. I'm like...
Yeah, that's... I've been going through here because it does a good job for the most part of synchronizing contacts. So it's like, yours I had as, in as Mike Earl on my phone, and then it's like, oh, Mike Earl obviously is Mike Earl on Facebook and Google Plus. Would you like to link these? So I say yes, but I have a bunch who like just put in nicknames. Like Matt was just Fowler in mine.
Right. And so then it puts in Matthew Sven Fowler because that's what his name is on Facebook.
Yep. So now it's, I mean, mine at least keeps, I guess I don't know what you, so I had like two nick, I had two contacts and I had Matthew.
Right, that's what I mean.
Okay. Yeah, so
doubles
it's like,
of a lot of people.
So I've been going through and like relinking other contacts. So in the future, I'll be all set since all of my stuff. Can you synchronize?
I haven't played around with it. Twitter?
No, because obviously Twitter turned that off.
Well, no, because it's built into iOS, so I can do that. I can sync Twitter to my contacts.
Oh, maybe I can actually in here. I was thinking go there later. Can you synchronize your contacts to Google with iOS?
You can, yeah.
Okay.
But it's kind of a roundabout way, but you can do it. Like, I don't have contacts on my Gmail, really, because I don't... Well, I mean, I do, but the only people are already in my contacts already.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, it's you, Matt, Danny, Tony, like...
So what's iOS's, like, contact backup?
Well, it's all iCloud. I mean, it's all in iCloud. Like, I could go on to any computer, log into my iCloud, and see all my contacts.
Okay.
Like, they have...
Yep.
And then,
I mean, I knew
and then
they
all,
had something.
All my devices are sunk. Sunk?
Synced.
Synced.
They're all sunk together.
Makes sense.
But no, Facebook pissed me off. Did you do that? Did you turn Facebook on, or did you not log into your Facebook via... Because you have to do it. You have to log in. You have to go into your settings and do it.
Okay, I've just, like... I've clicked on the app, but I haven't done anything beyond that.
Yeah. Watch that.
Good to know.
But, and then, obviously, now that we're talking about Facebook, there's Do Not Disturb, the call thing is cool, but, you know, that's old news. I tried it. I made Danny call me just so I could reject her call and send her a text message. Do Not Disturb, which I haven't used. And really, if someone's calling me in the middle of the night, it's probably an emergency anyway, so I'll probably just leave that alone. But and then, of course, the YouTube app is gone, which sucks on the iPad because they had released the YouTube app prior to iOS 6 coming out, but it's only for the iPhone.
Did Google pull it or did Apple pull it?
Neither one really specified.
Because, no.
It was said that they didn't renew their contract or whatever.
Because I thought Google was building a new app for it. Or are they still?
It's out for the iPhone. It was out before iOS 6 launched. Like,
okay.
I had both for a while.
Okay, because I do... Yeah. I'm just rehashing then what's in my head, but...
But, so, it's nice on the phone, but it's not native to the iPad, so the only way you can use it on the iPad is if you open the iPhone one, which is, like, that small on the screen, and you can double it, and then it looks like crap.
Yep.
But, I mean, you could just go to YouTube, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, you could just go through a browser.
Right.
Safari, I'm assuming.
Well, you could get Chrome, because there's Chrome.
Oh, you guys are cool, huh?
Yeah. That was, like, 20 episodes ago.
I know. Sorry. I like to think I'm completely elite in many ways. But I'm not.
But yeah, so YouTube mostly is an issue because Owen likes YouTube apps, and when I updated my iPod or my iPad, then they were gone.
Did he say, "What the F, Dad"?
Yeah, he said, because, you know, he plays "Where's My Water." He said, "Where's my YouTube?" No.
Come on, Dad, you kill me.
And then, of course, the other Google issue is the maps, which was everywhere today. Which is funny because everybody knew this was coming, and like. There had been some talk about it before, but, like, all of a sudden today, like people in the tech world have had, like, all the reviewers have had this for how long now? And, like,
developers have had it since...
They just all waited for today to complain about it? Like, I mean, and it's... I used it. I just played around with it a little to see how much it's different. And, I mean, there's a lot of things that are, like, the level of detail is definitely not there, and it's not gonna be. Like, I knew that going into it. But, like, I was curious, like, I did from work to the house because I wanted to see if it would tell me to go through 694 or on 10, which I can't come that way, really, because of the construction. Right. So I wanted to see if it would tell me to, but it told me to go around. So, I mean, there's it seemed
Google
all right, but it depends, I'm sure, on where.
Where you are.
I'm sure, like, in the middle of nowhere. And there's, like, I've seen a lot of pictures of, like, look, there's a road right here, but they don't think it is, and it's been on, it was put here 10 years ago. But the thing that Google's had, I mean, Google is miles, millions of miles ahead because they've been doing it for so long, and everyone has been using Google Maps. All the iOS users have been making Google better for how long? For since 2007?
Don't say iOS users.
What do you Everybody. Want me to say? Well, I know, but I'm just saying they have, and then Android users and people right. just doing it on their computer. I'm not saying just iOS users, but
you made it sound like. You but guys they are haven't been doing. Over there.
They haven't been helping Apple build their maps at all. You know,
right?
They've been helping Google, and so, and Google has been working at it since forever.
It just, I'd posted a link on Bleed Geek.
The Gizmodo one.
Yeah, and. My whole comment was because I haven't watched the video yet. I fast forward, but I've read. I mean, it was literally all over.
It was. I was so sick of it,
and I'm just like crying.
And not even because I felt like it was wrong because it's obviously true. But like multiple like Gizmodo had like five different stories on it today, and like essentially they were all the same. Like every news site was just overkill.
Yeah. The only comment I had was, I mean, I haven't used it, and I'm not an Apple hater by any means, but it seemed very un-Apple-like for them to push this out with something that's not a polished
but
piece.
But they did that with Siri, too. But the only way it'll ever get polished is if they have that mass usage. That's why they had to do like, with Maps, like... It's user interaction that it's going to make it better. Like, all the people that can edit Google Maps is why it's slowly gotten...
But that's yes and no. I mean, obviously, seeing where roads are and tracking where people are driving is one thing.
Like, business stuff. Like, okay, here's where this business is. Like, people put those into Google Maps a lot of times.
Right. But
and so that stuff.
I feel like it's...
The Maps itself, I think, is a very...
I feel like there. It's such a... I don't know how Apple can, because who did they partner up with?
TomTom.
It's like, I don't know
which is the company that owns them was helping Google Maps until, like, they said 2010. And then in Europe, they were still powering Google Maps until just December of last year, I read. Which is crazy, because how is it so far off then?
Right. Well, and see, and that's what I don't get. And it's like, they're at such a deficit with their maps, like... If you, I mean, you tell anybody to, like, look up stuff. I mean, I laugh at people when I hear them use, like, Yahoo Maps. I'm like...
Bing Maps.
I'm like...
I think Yahoo, do they have their own maps?
Yeah.
OpenStreetMap, is that them? There's OpenStreetMap, there's Yahoo, there's Bing, and then Nokia has their maps. And apparently Nokia's are, like, the second
What's
best
the
of
other
Google's.
MapQuest, that's the other one. This is like, who the F uses them anymore?
Someone said something to me about it recently. I was like, they're still around?
I know,
like, that's a real thing? It's like what, VH1.
Totally. Because that's like one of the guys from Raptor Store sent me a link for directions, and it was MapQuest.
You're
and I'm like,
really?
Get the F out of here. I said, give me the address, and I'll look up on Google Maps, you know?
That's awesome.
But it's like, I feel like they're
MapQuest.
Obviously, it'll take time to build, to even get where Google is.
Right.
But I feel like, I mean, I guess I could say that about how Android kind of flooded the market and came out on top. Not on top, but, you know, like a dominant player.
Right.
I mean, you do have to start somewhere, but...
Well, they're on top. I mean, Google I think Maps, they have the market, like the percentage,
like
market percentage
how
higher.
Much Google has invested into their maps already. I mean, they have, like... The walking, you can do the public transportation.
Well, and they
now.
Said they own a squad of air. I mean, they have their own airplanes that
and
they're
like,
doing maps with.
And
I
they're
mean,
updating because my parents up by, like who cares about an updated photo in Bram?
I looked at my grandparents recently, and it was recent because there
ours
was pay cut.
Ours was it's from the fall of 2011.
That makes sense.
So,
because I looked just yesterday or the day before, I was looking at grandma's.
Yep.
I had a picture, you know, in the middle of nowhere, Stanchfield.
Yeah.
Right, you know?
So it's, I mean, they're, Yeah, they have, I mean, all of their stuff is updated, and then, you know, between them doing, like, the public transportation, they're doing bike and walking paths now, I heard.
And inside of museums.
Yeah, inside of malls. Right. Yeah, and so it's like...
And I mean, then just yesterday, they announced cross-syncing on all devices. So, like, if you're logged in and you search for something on your computer, it'll show that you searched for it on your phone. Like, when you're on your phone next, it'll show that was your last search.
Which was the next... I mean, it was just a logical step anyways for them, because...
Because they do it with Chrome, why not?
Yep.
It's, like, basically in a browser. And on a side note, for iOS users, if you don't like the maps that much, you can add Google Maps still. Just go to the webpage and hit the... It says right on there how to do it, but you just open it and you can set it on your homepage.
They did say... And I'm gonna...
Because I've used it in the browser accidentally before they even took it away. Like, you know, like, it works just the same. The biggest issue people really are pissed about is public transit.
Yep.
And I'd assume in, like, places like New York, D.C.,
well, in any... Cause
San Francisco, you know,
there's
like,
a,
where
it's there's a guy that I work with Chicago. That uses... Android or uses Google Maps for public transportation because he's used it when he's missed his bus.
I use it all the time to tell guards that they're not lying to me, you know, like, like no,
or
I know when the bus
lying.
Oh yeah, I know the bus is coming. I know where you live. This is when it's coming to pick you up. Be there. Because it's nice. Like, it is a nice feature. And right now what Google is doing or what Apple is doing is they're opening third party apps. Like, when you hit transit, there's no transit information. It gives you options if you have the apps already downloaded, so you have to have them before it'll work. But like I said, you can always just open Google through the browser and use it just like you would. It doesn't look quite as nice, but it works just the same. Yeah. The only other thing is third party apps can't direct you to it. Like right now or before, like if I was in Yelp and I hit map, it would just open Google Maps, the app, but now it'll open Apple Maps.
Yep. They claim that they'll have an app out before Christmas.
That's, there was two different rumors I heard today. One
that was the one I heard from Reuters.
That was on, it was TechCrunch, and so maybe Reuters got it from them or vice versa, I don't know, but because Alexia said that they've been working on it, and they've said they've been working on it for years, like, cause they knew eventually it was going to happen.
Yep.
But someone else, there's another rumor that's, or someone else close to, you know, people familiar with the situation said that there's already an app submitted. It's just waiting on Apple to put it through. So it's hard to say which is true.
I'll contact my source, Kevin Rose.
Okay, you let
I'll
me
get back
know.
To everybody.
And so it's hard to say. I mean, it could be out tomorrow. I'm surprised it wasn't out before. Like, the YouTube app, like, that made sense. But then there's a lot of talk of, like, Google Voice took like a year to get through because they didn't like a lot of the things it did because it was kind of sidestepping the whole phone concept of the iPhone. But we'll see what happens. I mean, people are gonna, like, I don't think it's an, like, I seen a, you know, Google or Gizmodo had in their chat room today, is it enough to stop you from updating? Because you could stay on iOS 5 and keep your maps. But
I don't, well, I guess
it depends on how heavily invested you are in maps.
If you have an iPad 2 or an iPhone 4, what benefit is there really from iOS 6 to what you...
5 to 6?
Yeah.
The Facebook integration, the Do Not Disturb, shared photos.
So it's not really...
Passbook. Yeah, I mean, there's enough where you wouldn't necessarily need... Like, I definitely didn't need to, but
obviously, it makes sense.
All the new stuff, personally. And for Matt, I mean, with his, cause you have the 4S, so you got every feature. And with your new generation, you have the third generation iPad. So, again, you got all the features that were available.
The new iPad.
The new iPad. That's why I call it the third generation. And not the iPad 3. But, in general.
Yeah, I like the idea of Passport, though. I think that'll be
the
best
passbook.
For, like, travel and stuff like that.
And like I said, like, I got the, I mean... They need a lot more people. Like, right now, there's, like, 5 apps that work with it. But American Airlines is one of them. I think Delta might be. And, like, Target, Walgreens, then Fandango. But I've heard people having issues with it. And then
Walgreens. I can't buy from Fandango because I still hate those commercials they do with the stupid paper
bags.
And
so just because of that, you won't do it?
I refuse to use them.
What is the other big one? Starbucks is coming. Oh, baseball is really pushing it. Like, they want people to get tickets on there. But I'm sure it costs them less than printing it, so.
For sure.
I bet that's a big part of it. And it would be nice. Like, I like the way it looks like it's a nicely made app. Like, but the only thing I have in it is that Target Cube.
They're just, Apple is just stupid sometimes. Like, why wouldn't they share this? Why wouldn't they make it an Android version? Same as iMessage.
Right. And that's the other thing, is iMessage is now better on this version, because like before it was like kind of like your email is one and your phone number was separate, so like a lot of times it got confused where it was supposed to go, but now they've sunk them and like sunk reading across devices. You I'm gonna keep synced. Calling it sunking.
Okay. Sunken?
Yeah. Sunk.
Are you playing Battleship?
Ing. Yeah, I think so.
You sunk yeah. my battleship.
That's really all I have to say about iOS. I might think of something later, but I mean, you said you haven't played around with it too much. I mean, you probably just got it either last night or this morning.
I downloaded like both had last it downloading night. When I went to bed last night.
Right, makes sense.
You didn't wait for it to download and try it out.
I do like the like cuz right in the thing. Have you got like the tweet
I
and the
skipped out on stuff yesterday cuz I wasn't feeling great.
Oh, cuz you're updating your iPad.
That's this why.
Like the tweeting from the like just from the whatever you call it, the drop down.
The notifications.
Yeah.
There's
little weird things though that I noticed that bother, like just in messages, like how that bar is blue on the top, that bothers the shit out of me. Like on the very top, that used to be black and now it's blue. It bothers the shit out of me. Like little things like that. I don't know. I'm crazy though about change. You can ask Randy. He already brought it up like twice today, so
fair enough.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, see, like, that bothers me so much.
But you're a little addicted to black, though, so.
Right.
I can see that for you.
Neither of us are.
In other Google news, earlier this week they acquired the company that makes the app Snapseed, which is a photo app similar to Instagram. And what was the other one they compared it to? Because Twitter has some.
Was it to Vine?
I don't know. No, because they were just like, oh, because Facebook has Instagram, Apple. Oh, maybe they're just because it's Apple. I don't know. But they were comparing it to the Facebook Instagram thing a lot because they. And then supposedly they're going to integrate it into Google Plus.
Nice.
So we'll see if they do anything. And a lot of people wonder now what'll happen to the Snapseed app on iOS because it's a well liked app. I have it. I haven't used it much. I only got it because it was free at the time, and usually it's like a dollar or two. So whenever anything's free, I'll just download it because then I can always have it because that's what I do. But it was pretty big news, supposedly.
Speaking of Google, did you see that Android or Facebook is working with Android to synchronize all their pictures now also?
They're beta testing it with certain phones, right? And the other thing that Facebook did, and it was just, those two were both announced today.
Yep.
Oh, and it was, they're integrating text messages with your Messenger feed. So, like, if you and I were Facebook chatting, and then we were texting, they would all be in the same feed. That way it's like one long conversation.
I hope that's an option that I can turn off.
It's only on a few phones right now, and it's not like they're just testing it because they said it's something that'll never be able to happen on iOS, obviously, because people don't have access to certain parts. But it was funny. There was a thing the other day. It said there's talking about a few apps that were actually going Android first and then their reasoning. And it was like there was three things specifically that Android could do that they can't do with Apple. And one of them was like tracking who you call, every call you make. And the other one was, it was tracking something else. And then the other one was like something standard. But it was like, not surprisingly, two out of the three are kind of creepy. And I thought that was funny because like it allows you to allows third party users to track anything they want, pretty much is what they were saying. Which allows for really cool, like sometimes I wish I had really cool data, like tracking everything I do like that.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, it's slightly scary, like if, depending on how the permissions are set up. And I was reading about malware today, like how, like everyone thinks there's malware on Android and it's kind of overblown really because it's not really an issue.
Right.
But it scares some people away.
It scares people because Android's marketplace is open.
Right. Sort of. I can just put any app I want in there.
Except you can't.
But once they catch it, they take it out.
But I don't. They have a small approval process now in place for apps. But like the ones that have malware, so there's an option to turn on your phone. Like if you go to the Google Play Store,
is it like Gatekeeper?
I don't know what it's called, but it's like, do you want to only be able to download apps from like Google Play? Or allow like third party ones from different websites, which that's how you get like some of like with
right.
the
no, it makes sense.
The games, you know, that are pirated. But it's like those are the people that are getting all of this malware. And it's like, well,
but then
duh.
They're gonna complain because they're
right,
pirating, but that's the type of people that complain.
Right. And it's stupid because really it's not an issue at all. You know? I mean, it's like people getting viruses and spyware on their computer. If you're smart, you won't have an issue,
right.
But if you're visiting crap sites, then, I mean, you are going to get what you're going to get.
Right.
So, I had a whole rant stacked up there, but I don't remember where I was going with it.
Gatekeeper.
Android. I don't remember.
And in other news.
I'm sad.
You got nothing?
No. Because I kept on going. It's like, oh, whatever. So, I don't know. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. So, today at lunch, we went out for lunch with our whole team. And I had overheard, like, I was on one end of the table talking with my boss and our new guy, Kyle. And on the other end of the table, I had heard people discussing phones because one lady wants to get a smartphone, but her husband doesn't want her to have one. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, this lady's like, yeah, I would definitely suggest an iPhone over Android. And I'm like, it'd be like me looking at Fowler and pretend listening, but my like ear holes are pointed over at this conversation listening. And she's like, yeah, Android is pretty much like if you're all about like customizing, and if you're like a heavy like developer type person, you know, because it's not a very intuitive operating system. And I just like I wanted to whip my phone out and throw it at her head because I'm like, are you effing kidding me? How is it
the beginning?
I would agree. At the beginning, it was a clunky operating system.
You know, first impressions go a long ways.
But it's not. It was never. People think of it as this, like, you have to be, like, heavy into, like, wanting to customize everything.
You have to have, like, glasses with tape in the middle.
It's like, for F's sake, it's got a similar feel to iOS. You don't have to do anything you don't want to. Jelly Bean is a beautiful operating system
on
its own.
2% of their phones.
And I'm just like, oh my word. On 2%, it's way more than 2%.
You think so?
Yeah.
What do you think it is? 3?
My knives are too far away to reach.
You really think it's like, what do you think, like 5?
I'd say it's more than that, I bet. If they're selling 1.5 million devices a day.
I mean, like how many phones that are out there, how many of them have it? Like,
right. All pretty much a good percentage of
like
new
devices sold with it, but like there's like 40 different Android phones available.
Right.
How many of them come with Jelly Bean now?
What percentage?
Like how
come,
many?
Like new phones, what percentage come with Android? Or I mean
with
Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
I would say,
I mean, look, Motorola's still releasing them that haven't even come out yet, and they're only putting ice cream sandwich on it.
Yeah, I'd bet it's probably only a third.
Yeah, I don't even think it's that high.
When was the last time you were in, go to T-Mobile once?
HTC, their phones I get. No. Almost. Does your phone have Jelly Bean?
Yeah.
Your phone just got it though, right?
No,
recently?
I got it as soon as I bought it. I had the update.
Oh.
It came with ice cream, and as soon as I turned it on that night, it had Jelly Bean.
Okay.
You don't believe me. That's okay. The hell are you doing?
He's typing. He's looking for the answer.
I was Googling it.
So anyway, HP is going to make a phone again.
Hmm.
Good thing they just had Palm for like $1 billion and then just sunk that battleship.
It's true.
Good job, them. And the Samsung Galaxy Note 2 is supposedly coming out in mid-November on all 4 of the major carriers.
Josh is all sorts of excited, I bet.
I bet he is. That's why I put that in there, just for him. HTC had an announcement Tuesday or yesterday? Tuesday or yes. yesterday. One of the two. Launching new phones, an 8X and an 8S, going with their, you know, XS, 1X, 1S. Mm-hmm. Makes sense, Windows Phone 8, right? So the 8X will have a 4.3-inch 720 HD Super LCD 2. I don't know why it's LCD 2, but that's what it's called. Display. The 1.5 gigahertz dual core processor with a that gig seems of storage.
That seems to be the standard.
A gig of RAM and 16 gigs of storage and NFC, unlike those Apple guys. What?
Nothing.
It will be available in early November.
I don't want to talk about Apple anymore.
It will be available in early November on AT&T and T-Mobile with an 8 megapixel camera on the back.
And that's exciting.
And it had like a 5 megapixel on the front that does like 1080 video or something crazy.
I'm not a Windows phone person. I don't see myself getting one anytime soon, but it sounds and looks solid. And I mean, HTC makes good phones.
And then they had the 8S, which is like the lower version, like 8. I don't know if the S's were small or what. I don't know. It's 4-inch WVGA display with a 1 gigahertz dual core S4 processor, half the RAM, only 4 gigs of storage, no front facing camera, and a 5 megapixel on the back.
No front facing.
That's why I was like, well, that's weird.
Mine has a 1.3 on it.
Don't worry about Skype, I guess. Use the back. Hey guys, what's happening? I can't see you. I'm looking at the back of my phone.
You have to have a mirror.
Right. Look at me. I'm in the mirror, guys. Why are you always Skyping me from the bathroom? That's so weird.
It's one of the advantages of Skype.
But the phones look pretty solid. Steve Ballmer was there to be crazy. That's what he does. That's
exactly what I was going to say.
He wasn't there long. He got out. Did you watch the announcement at all?
No.
I was so busy at work, Mike. I don't have time for that shit. All right.
I'm out of here.
Nokia had some words later because HTC is like, now it's apparently they're the flagship, even though Nokia is like partnered with Microsoft. And they're like, well, our phone's still better is basically what they had some announcement. One of their guys was tweeting about it. Well, it's nice that they can get a bunch of colors, but they still can't keep up or something along those lines. You know, general, you know, trash talk. Yeah. Well, it makes sense, though, because Nokia dropped their Symbian, their own operating system they had, just to partner completely with Microsoft. And then they switched to HTC, who also makes Android phones. And I had that problem with, I was talking to Randy about it during their announcement, like, HTC and Samsung, every time they have a phone, and everybody does it, like Apple does it too, this is the best phone we ever made, it feels so great, I can't believe anyone else is even buying anything else. But HTC makes Android phones too, and they say the same thing about those. It's like, I wonder if, do they even have two divisions? Does one designer making both these phones? I mean, I'm sure they have a lot of designers, but there's got to be one guy at the top of the design department, you know, like Johnny Ive of Samsung, right? And he's like, look at that HTC, like, you know, look at this Windows phones we're making, and these Android phones we're making. Don't tell anyone else, but we're going to say they're both great. You know, it's craziness. At least Nokia just sticks to one kind. Who was the other company I used? Motorola, at least they're not making freaking Windows phones and saying about how great they are. I mean, it could be great, but, you know, they're talking about themselves. It's like they're backstabbing themselves. I eat lunch with my Samsung friend who works for the Windows part, and then later I go talk shit about her. You know?
Well, you gotta be two-faced if you're gonna be in that game.
Not if you work at Nokia. You can all be one big happy Windows family.
Yeah, but
or you're making one phone a year, you know.
Part of them is
Motorola. We're making phones for 2 years ago.
No comment on Motorola.
Even though we're owned by Google, but whatever.
Only part of them.
Nokia's pissed anyway. Sour grapes, Matt said. Speaking of Microsoft, they want you to subscribe to their Office products, which you will be able to subscribe for $100 a year, which seems kind of outrageous. But at the same time, I guess it kind of makes sense. Or you can buy it and just have it outright for $140. You're thinking, why would I pay $100 every year?
Yeah.
But well, you bet if you get a new version, I bet you just get it then.
Bingo.
Instead of paying the $140 to get it. Depends on really.
How often do you have to upgrade?
That's what I was going to say. It depends on how fast they're going to. If they're going to start putting them out every year, then it would make sense. But I don't see that happening.
How much are they
going to
add that you're like, oh, son of a bitch, I need that new feature on Word.
Yeah.
It's going to let me type but it's in gonna, a new fucking font.
It's not backwards compatible with the Word.
Because iOS is so. Apple's operating system is so much different.
He's not talking about Word. He's just saying that.
I know. Like, I'm just.
I would pay $140 to just have
it. He's not going to subscribe, is what he's saying.
Right. Versus paying $100 every year.
But it's just like the Microsoft TechNet developer package that you can buy. It's $300 a year, but you have access to almost every product.
But if you're a college student and you're not running Word, why would you ever subscribe? Like. You know what I mean? Why would you even have Microsoft at that point? Use
right.
Google Docs. But I mean, like they need to compete with Google Docs. I think they need to come way down. You think it's all for?
I don't think it's
for corporate.
Yes.
Is that what they're aiming at? That's what you're going to get at.
I think
so. You're comparing different things.
Yes.
But Matt's saying I'm not going to pay for that shit every year. That's what Matt's
right.
saying.
I don't know why. I mean, you can get by without. Office, anyways, and Office is more expensive than $140.
No, that's
I guess
what they said, the new one.
Student?
No,
full
I think,
price.
Well,
is
I don't
that
know
just
if it's
Word?
Corporate, but it's...
Because I know the package with, like, Access and...
Well, I mean, they have their different tiers. Yeah. I'm sure the bottom one is the 140, which probably would be the student slash home version. And in other Microsoft news, the German government is telling its... nation it's
yes.
constituents they're not constituents.
Residents it's
population
it's
citizens
populace. It's citizens that's a better word
yeah. But anyway they're telling them to stop using Internet Explorer
it's Aryans just kidding
only the good ones can stop using it and we're moving into a place we don't
anyways stop
so they said to stop using Internet Explorer because of the security breach.
It's huge. We just had...
It was on the news. I saw it on like the regular news, and I thought that was pretty crazy.
And, yeah, Microsoft
they don't
doesn't...
ever talk about
I'm guessing
you know.
They'll have a patch out by tomorrow. That's my guess.
Tomorrow?
That's my
I'm gonna
prediction.
Hold you, I'm going to, you know...
Tomorrow, Friday, September 21st.
November,
by end of day.
November 21st.
but, yeah, it was going crazy at work.
Like, can you imagine, like, your government just told, this government just stood up and told the entire country to stop using your product. That's gotta suck.
I
think Steve Ballmer's like, whatever, I don't live in Germany.
No, I don't
I'm crazy.
Think it's a big, I don't think it's a big deal.
Because nobody
be
uses
like,
it anyway.
It'd be like President Obama saying to stop using Windows in general, or so, like something like that.
Well, that'd be
hey guys,
worse.
Quit playing Angry Birds.
That'd be much worse. Windows?
No,
can you imagine
I know, but how many people are going to listen? That's what I'm
well,
getting at.
The general population. I mean, if they say it's for their
for their safety.
That's like when we signed over the rights to be able to have our phones wiretapped, right? We're scared. Why not?
I'm not scared. And some people just get overly. That's where I was going to go when we were talking about that whole tracking your calls and whatnot. It's like, you know what? Really, they can do pretty much anything they want.
Homeland Security's not busting down our door right now. I
well,
mean, come on.
I mean, because. Did you see me in April going back and forth with that article I posted about
Nestle chocolate? You were talking about something crazy.
Nestle chocolate, they have a thing going...
Yeah, because they're tracking you.
Yeah, they have 6 chocolate bars...
With GPS.
With GPS in Europe. And if you find one, if you open it, they'll show up at your door and you get... Was it $50,000? And
you get the chocolate factory.
And... Yeah, and you get to go.
Last
it's like yeah, it's essentially
the
same thing.
Ticket.
And like, and she was freaking out. She's like, "Oh, what a way to invade my privacy!" And it's like,
they're giving you $50,000.
So I went on this rant, and it's like, you know, like in the end, I don't really. Oh, the camera got moved. I think because Matt bumped it. That's what happened.
That's funny.
And I'm blaming you.
I did bump it. Yes.
We'll get him on camera.
Kind of fat, so it's okay.
But anyway.
So.
There's no need to worry.
Privacy. And it's, I don't know. Internet Explorer already gets enough hate.
I know, that's why it's funny.
And it's
that's
like.
That's why they're probably like, oh, well, no one's using our browser anyway.
I'm
It sucks. Or they don't know how to switch off it, otherwise they already would
have. It sucks that it gets so much hate, because 9 and 10 are really legitimately good.
Yeah, but like 6, 7, and 8 were horseshit.
8 wasn't horseshit.
Well, maybe not 8.
7 was. That's probably one of the worst. I mean, it's hard to say it was one of the worst, because, I mean, you could talk about previous browser editions, but for their time, Netscape. They were good. But 7 was legitimately bad. 8 was okay. 9 is good. And I've played with 10 on Windows 8.
It's just funny to...
Oh, let's all go use fucking Safari.
Nobody uses Safari either. Everyone uses Chrome.
I'm going to tell people to stop using that shit.
Chrome?
No, Safari.
Well, that's fine. No one uses it. You just said. They've had like 5% of the browser window for the last 15 years. They've only ever had 5%. It never moves. Their line's always just steady on the bottom.
It's because it's people are too lazy to uninstall it and put on a good app or a good...
Chrome?
No, but the 5% of the Safari users.
No. So, Sony. How about Sony? Do I want a who?
Regular Mountain Dew? Got regular.
Sure. So, Sony, Matt told me he's going to go out and buy a new slim PS3 on September 25th. Did you hear about that?
Were you talking to me?
No, Matt. Matt's going to go buy it. Are you going to go buy it, Matt?
No.
What is he going to buy?
The new slim PS3. The slimmer. The third slim.
Did you?
We're not ever going to put out a new console. We're just going to keep making it smaller.
I know we had talked about it and mentioned that Sony was having an event, because it was early in the morning and I woke up and...
Wasn't it for... No, we talked about Nintendo.
Was it Nintendo? Because both of them were
early...
It was early,
at 7 in the morning.
Because Sony's was also
right
early in the morning.
Because they're in Japan. They do what they want.
So, did you know that it was happening? Because I feel like it was completely...
The Sony one I didn't know. The Nintendo one was the one we talked
about. Because all of a sudden I was like,
hey!
And I'm looking at
it. I don't
it,
even
like,
know if they had a real event. Or if so they just had a press release.
Do you think with them releasing a slimmer slim means that they aren't going to have something?
Yeah, that's what. We're not going to ever put out a new console. We're just going to keep making it smaller.
I mean, obviously.
And they didn't even lower the price, though. I think it actually went up.
I think it's about the same.
I think it's close. But
I mean, it needs to be smaller.
So, yeah. I still have an original one, and it runs fine, so I don't know.
You don't use it, though.
I use it for a Blu-ray player.
Oh, bullshit. You don't watch movies anymore.
And I did play Call of Duty on it for a while.
When?
When whatever Black Ops came out, when I got Black Ops.
You bought Black Ops?
Yeah, on my PS3. I played with Josh online because he had it on his PS3.
Hmm. Go team.
And I do have Madden,
are you gonna,
like 2 years ago.
Are
Madden.
You going to get the new Modern Warfare?
Probably not. Hmm.
Are you going to wait in line with me?
Sure.
Okay.
So anyway, PS3, 250 gigs, $269.99. We'll just call it 270. Comes out September 25th. Limited edition gets you Uncharted 3 and a $30 credit for Dust 514, which must be some game. I didn't know what that was. It would make sense if it was like $30 to the Sony store, but
that's not they're idiots.
And then later, if you want to wait because you need more hard drive space, the 500 gig version comes out for $299.99 because they got to center that magic 300 mark. And it comes with Assassin's Creed 3, which looks cool.
Is actually, I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 1
There's
sucked.
Different versions coming out, like, in England and Australia. They're getting weird stuff. Similar,
like
but
different
not,
colors?
Not exactly. So, yeah, there is. I think it does come in black and white, but I don't know if it's coming out white here.
Yeah, I think it was just black here.
I can neither confirm nor deny. Really? Yep, they are.
Kind of like the Wii U, as we were talking about that last week, when they had all these different options for Australia or Europe.
They're crazy. Earlier this week, the Kindle Fire... Unless you guys want to talk more about the PlayStation 3.
No.
You're done. Earlier this week, the Kindle Fire HD went on sale, and then Walmart decided, hey, we're going to stop selling Kindles. Which is funny, because earlier, it was probably like 4 or 5 months ago now, we talked about Target.
Target dropped them, yeah.
Target dropped it, and now Walmart will be joining them, which... is the only reason that I think the Nook still stands up to the Kindle is because people can actually go to Barnes & Noble and play with it. And they sell Nooks at Target. And so I don't know if with Walmart stopping makes perfect sense because they're like a direct competitor.
Yep.
Because they're selling movies online and music online now too. And they do the shipping and the shopping, like similar items. Target's a little more of a stretch, but I mean, they do what they want. And I have Target Joins Passbook on here, but we already talked about that. I put it there because I knew we'd talk about the Kindles not being a Target. But by the end of the month, they should be all be phased out at Walmart. So if you want to buy a Kindle in a store, you better go buy it now. Best Buy still sells them, though. Because what else is Best Buy going to sell? They're running out of options. In other app news, Shazam is now claiming that it works on all TV shows. I think they hit some milestone of like 250 million users or something. I don't know.
I stopped using it.
Shazam?
Yep.
Every now and then, if there's a song, I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Just like boo.
But if I don't know what it is, I'm usually listening to the current, and I have their app, and I can just bring it up, and it'll tell me who it is. So it's kind of...
Yep.
I did Shazam a Red Stripe commercial.
An insurance commercial?
No, the Red Stripe ones. So then I could listen to all the different songs.
See, I think, like, I remember during the Super Bowl, like, it seemed like it was supposed to be, like, a big deal. Like, there were a lot of ads were like, Shazam this now for blah, 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 blah. But that's just, like, GoDaddy when they do their commercials, then they're like, watch the rest online, and then it's never anything
good.
Even
hotter stuff.
But it never is. It's always a lie.
I've never bothered.
And Vimeo is starting a thing where you can tip the creator of the video, like a tip jar. You can give them however much money you want. And they're talking about having paid content, like, next year, where you have to pay for videos, or whether it be, like, a channel that you can subscribe to for money, or... hopefully, there has been no release as of, like, what kind of cut they'll take, but it could be really good for, like, independent, like, short filmmakers. Like, I think they could do a lot with that. Kind of like iTunes was good for independent bands for a while before they turned into such a big machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I think for a little while it'll be good until Vimeo gets too big and they start stomping things out themselves. Kind of like Kindle's doing for authors right now. You know, you can publish anything. And then... Do you guys have anything else before we get to Twitter, either of you?
No.
What's the score of the game, Matt?
20-0 Giants.
Holy.
Nice.
Ramsey's Barden is the receiver.
Did the running back for Carolina play? Do you know?
Williams and Tolbert are the only two with rushes so far.
So Stewart's out. Nice.
I did have one more random thing. Samsung, did you hear that they're going to pull out a little lawsuit action against Apple?
Suing the iPhone 5 already?
Yep.
Yeah, it only
over
makes sense.
Eight claimed patent infringements over their
Motorola's
LTE.
Yeah, Motorola's trying to ban everything that uses iMessage from the United States.
That's awesome.
So all laptops, all iPads, and... almost all their phones, just not older versions. I think the 3GS can't get it or something, but they're not selling those anymore anyway.
It's not going to make it
far.
And then
supposedly Apple's now being sued by some Swedish company over their clock design in the new iPad.
Oh, I did see that, and it literally looks...
It looks exactly
it's
like
the exact
it.
Same.
It is. That's it
so
is.
Basically,
they'll pay them off.
So basically what'll happen is Apple...
Here's some money.
Yeah. And
go,
then
go lay down.
The end. It's like, cripes. I'm so sick of this patent crap. Too much.
It is. It's too much litigation. All
it's
around.
Just wasting everybody's time. That's all.
Well, yeah.
No.
Okay, so moving on to Twitter. There's been
good.
Some more... I feel like we haven't had any good Twitter news in a long time, but... Well, first, I guess, Twitter has added, like, a title pick. It's a lot like your cover picture in Facebook. It's pretty much like that, except for on Twitter. And then they finally updated their iPad app after, like, a year. And they did a little bit to the phone app, whatever. We talked a lot about their API changing, and because of that now, a very cool web app. Would it be a web app?
Yes.
Web app. Called If This Then That, or If however you want to call it, is pulling some... What they do is they allow you to make recipes, and they do certain things with... They're trying to connect everything. I use it for a lot of things, and I like it. But Twitter will no longer be able to... Like, So an example is you can set up a thing. So every tweet you favorite, you can have it saved to Dropbox. So you always have it like, but that'll no longer be able to happen. Anything that's pulling stuff from Twitter is being locked out. Anything that's still posted to Twitter is fine because Twitter's API is completely cutting off anything that pulls data from it because that's where they make their money. Anything that is posting to Twitter is still fine, but anything pulling information out of it is what they're going after. LinkedIn was first, and then it was Tumblr, then Instagram, then Tumblr, and now if...
That's the one I was going to freak out about.
Which one, Tumblr?
Tumblr and Instagram. Both. Like... What's Twitter's deal right now?
Because they don't want anyone taking anything where they can get info.
Right, but no all data, I want data mining. It sucks that I can't pull contacts from the other services.
Well, I'm glad like cause I followed everyone that was on Instagram that I followed on Instagram, but now I can't see. So I'm glad I did it when I did it, but cause I follow a ton of people on Instagram now too because I follow a lot of people on Twitter, but. It does suck a lot.
Yeah.
Makes me sad. And then as of today, well, not maybe as of today, but that goes into effect, I think, October 30th. The recipe is being shut down. So if you're an user, you probably got an email about it, or you already know anyway. Or if you don't, you can ask me, and I'll explain it in further detail. And they are not allowing GIFs as profile pictures or at all on the site. I think just profile pictures. GIFs? No more.
On just the
picture,
on
right?
On your profile picture.
Your avatar.
Yes, an avatar. There are no more
gravatars. So, Matt, you gotta take your picture down. I don't have a GIF.
I don't think I have a picture.
An egg?
I'm a silhouette. Oh, no, I am an egg, I think.
That's what it is. It's an egg.
Egghead.
Because it's Twitter. You get it? It's like a bird. You lay an egg when you're new.
I was hip before anyone else was hip, and starting to avoid Twitter for all this crap they're pulling.
So you're trying to...
I knew
to,
it was coming.
Is that what you're trying to claim right now?
I signed up just so I could not use it.
Then why'd you sign up? So that doesn't make any sense.
So I can step away from it.
Oh, no. Wow, he does have a picture. Most definitely. And it's quite fantastic.
Nice.
What do I have?
At Fowler FF.
At Fowler FF, if you'd like to see his...
switch that to an egg.
So I'm sure that's twitter.com/FowlerFF.
Yes.
Go check it out.
It's a good one.
But
well, actually, you do post quite a bit to... Congrats to my all-time favorite Jet. So you have Instagram posting to Twitter, which doesn't happen anymore.
Well, I didn't do that intentionally.
Instagram could still post to Twitter.
You got free you music can't. From Noise Trade?
No, Get Glue, though. Those are my favorite. I feel like they've stopped, though.
Off.
They stopped on I can't stalk you anymore. Now I never know what you're watching.
Do you want me to turn it back on?
Yeah.
It was funny seeing, like, part of me is like, gosh, I don't care. But stalking purposes.
No, I like it. I mean, the only thing I use
you
to
just,
spoke
you're
for,
a consumer.
The more I could get, the better off I am. Right. The more people I can find out about a person, the better it is.
For you, Mike, I'll turn it back on.
All right. Sounds good. And with that, I think, do you have anything else you want to throw in, Randy?
Mars rover. They're going to explore some 8x8 foot...
crater?
Pyramid-shaped rock.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What were all those little...
But the face on Mars.
I didn't hear what those little
I didn't think they ever said, because I didn't see anything about it again. They just said, what is this? And then that was all it was. Then maybe it's top secret. They found out what it was, and they had to quick shut that down.
It's like that crappy movie, Mission to Mars.
They had to shut that down?
No, they go there, and then meet some aliens.
So much stuff to read right now.
Well, then we better log this out, then.
Can you die from a nightmare? I'll tell you next week. I'll tell you next week.
I think you can.
I'll tell you next week.
With that, we thank you for listening. You can follow us on Twitter, at BleedGeek. Like us on Facebook, at BleedGeek. I don't know.
Just search BleedGeek. You'll find us.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek. Twitter.com/BleedGeek. BleedGeek.tumblr.com if you want to follow us on Tumblr.
Do you post anything there anymore?
Not recently. Because
I haven't seen much lately.
Because it's blocked at work by the Sonic Wall.
Ah, those bitches.
The only thing I see is because I subscribe to people on my RSS. So I still see stuff, but I don't post. I can do it on my phone, but I feel like that's a lot of work. Actually, it's a pretty easy UI, but that's neither here nor there.
I was like, wow, the Android app's really fairly intuitive.
It is, but...
Anyway,
you actually have to have stuff. Like, I like to just find things neither here nor there. I don't know where I am. Send us an email, fans@bleedgeek.com. Give us a call.
406-794-3357. Oh, damn, I would have had it right. It's like, is it
406-79-GEEKS.
Yep.
Did I forget anything besides individually? We haven't got there yet.
Email.
Check Facebook, out
Tumblr.
Bleedgeek.com/movies. See what kind of movie stuff Matt's got going on. Supposedly there's a summer extravaganza coming. Supposedly. Vandergriff saw an advanced screening of some movie. Don't remember what the name was.
It didn't really matter.
He's going to supposedly write something.
He was all pumped about it.
He was super excited. The Little Olsen's in it.
Dread 3D?
No.
It was Little Olsen.
Mary-Kate and Ashley's little sister, Elizabeth. I don't know.
Fowler knows her.
So check out that. The Point After attempt is still in full swing, and we will be podcasting right after this if you're listening live, so you can hang out for that. But probably minus Randy. He could hang out, though.
I'll be here.
But I'll just be you could check them out.
Drawing something.
Go to iTunes, search for The Point After attempt, and subscribe. And like
hey,
us on
spamming.
Facebook. No, that's what I do here. This is that's what this whole spiel at the end is for. People probably stop listening at this point.
Probably. That's okay. You can follow us individually if you want on the Twitter.
I am at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall.
Two L's.
At FowlerFF if you want to see a terrible picture of me before I move it.
Fowler, just get on freaking Twitter. There's you know how much
I'm
stuff you can
cool. I'm avoiding it.
You are not you are
I'm
neither
hipster.
Hip.
You can follow
nor
Josh
cool.
at the Nyman. And with that
We bid you adieu.
Join us next Thursday. We will be live at 8 p.m.
With that,
I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Mother Effin Orvis.
Matt Feller.
Have a good night.
You sunk my battleship.